I'm Nate Hedgie with Montana News. Democratic candidate for Montana's U.S. House seat, Rob Quist, says the health care bill the House passed yesterday, quote, gives a massive tax cut to millionaires while jacking up premiums for Montanans. He says he would have voted against the bill. Quist favors keeping the current Affordable Care Act in place, but says it needs some fixes. We'll hear his comments on that in a moment. Yesterday, we asked Republican Greg Gianforte what he thinks of the health care bill the House passed.
I wasn't privy to all the dialogue in D.C., but it sounds like they got something done. I look forward to studying it. I've been really clear that any repeal and replace had to do three things. Get premiums down, protect people with pre-existing conditions, and protect rural access for Montanans.
We hope to follow up with Gianforte on the specifics of the House healthcare bill soon. Now here's Rob Quist on what he thinks needed fixing under the current healthcare law.
I think one of the big things we have to work on is the cost of pharmaceutical drugs. My wife is allergic to bee stings, and for her to carry an EpiPen is $500, where she can get that same EpiPen from her relatives in Canada for only $20. I think that having pharmaceutical companies at the table making our health care decisions is just wrong. You know, the other things that I think that we could do is have price transparency to find out exactly what hospitals and health care providing facilities are charging, you know, for each individual medical procedure. Also, I was meeting with the Montana Hospital Association, and they said that one of the things that they could do to really help cut costs, if administration costs were to be, really looked at.
How do you bring those administrative costs down?
Well, I think a lot of it is just the sheer bureaucracy. And if you have a system that is more like a Medicare system, you know, that's one way. And not to have, you know, so many insurance companies would kind of make that happen that way. So also, I think...
You said having fewer insurance companies would be a solution. You think there need to be fewer insurance companies in Montana?
Well, I'm not sure that that's... I didn't really say that. I think that one of the things that probably is driving the price up is having fewer insurance companies. So I think competition is always, you know, as you know, makes prices a lot better than having, you know, fewer to kind of run a monopoly.
So having more insurance companies would help cut down on administrative costs?
Well, I think mostly... I was making a point about how Medicare itself, you know, if since there's really not the insurance companies involved, you know, that's kind of helps to keep costs down because you don't have to have the paperwork involved, you know, you just in terms of you know, and that's what you know, insurance or hospitals have to deal with. So that was my point.
During the debate about the Affordable Care Act, people who felt it didn't go far enough have said, we need Medicare for all, a single-payer system. Is that what you're advocating for?
It would be great to eventually get there, but I think right now we need to really look at fixing the system in place, come up with bipartisan solutions to lower the cost of health care. I think that my opponent stands by the politicians in D.C., and you know, their plan is going to hurt thousands of hardworking Montanans. And so that's the main thing. I think right now we need to strengthen the ACA and not repeal it. It will take 73,000 Montanans, you know, off of coverage and also 24 million Americans.
That's Democratic candidate for Congress Rob Quist. He spoke with MTPR's Eric Whitney.